Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I am super pumped. I've got one of my favorite people on the line today, and her name is Marla Tabaka. She is a Inc. top magazine writer. I mean, she writes for the online magazine. She's a awesome coach. She's helped me do a whole bunch of things, and she's a great friend. We actually met at a Starbucks, believe it or not. And so, Marla, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Brian. Thanks so much for having me here. I'm excited.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. And you know, so starting off with the Starbucks, that's where I met you, but that's kind of your origin story. You started off running a coffee shop. And where? How did you go from owning a coffee shop to being this awesome writer and coach?
Yeah, well, actually, I started off at NBC Television, and I had a 23-year career there and moved up into executive management / production. And when I left NBC, I went to a middle market company and launched a new division for them in creative services. And that was, I'm dating myself, that was a number of years ago. So the whole, you know, internet marketing thing was really brand new. So that was a really exciting time. And I just did that for 2 years and decided I didn't want to work for anyone else anymore. And I saw this lovely little coffee shop in Naperville that was going up for sale. And I thought, you know, wouldn't that be cool? So I did that. I just like bought it. I bought it on a whim. And it was a wonderful experience. However, it was my first experience as an entrepreneur. And it was lonely, you know, all of a sudden. I mean, you may think, ah, a little coffee shop, what's the deal? But you know what? It was like $22,000 a month to keep those doors open. So you can imagine the work that went into that and the stress that went into selling enough cups of coffee to pay a staff of 15 people and the rent and keep those doors open. So it was very stressful, Brian.
Wow.
And that, yeah, it was crazy. It was lonely. That was the biggest thing. I just felt alone because of all these big decisions. And so that was the point during which someone came to me and said, well, you should hire a business coach. And I'd never heard of coaching. And I took the leap. And it was, for me at that time, felt very, very expensive. It was a huge investment. But I did it. And it changed my whole life, literally. I mean, that experience, the minute I signed that check away and had that first session, the weight that was lifted off of me was incredible. I could just feel the weight dissolve because, you know, now I had somebody who was invested in my success just like me. I mean, a coach's success is based on the client's success. And so it changed things a lot for me, and eventually, as I continued to feel the impact of the coaching and the relationship that Steve and I grew over that time, I thought, you know, this is what I need to do. And I told Steve, I said, I want to do what you do when I grow up. And he laughed and he said, well, you could, because I have all along been thinking you're in the wrong career focus here. You need to be a coach. You'd be amazing. And so I sold the coffee house, and Steve mentored me through my first year of coaching and all of the schooling, and never looked back. And I was very blessed because I launched my practice, I got some pro bono clients from Steve, and then I became affiliated with an organization called Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence, and they started sending me clients, and the coaching was extremely successful for those women, and so they just sent me more. And so my coaching practice took off right away, which is a really unusual story. So I've never looked back. That was 15 years ago that I started. And it's been an amazing journey. I love it.
That's awesome. And, you know, I didn't realize that you had 15 employees. I mean, that I had one business where I had 5 employees and I had pulled my hair out having 15 employees selling coffee. That had to be nuts. So this, I guess the first question I want to get into is, let's talk a little bit about, you know, coaching in general, because that's one of the things I've been working with you. I've worked with a lot of other coaches. And you know, what is it about coaching that helps people to kind of break through whatever barriers they're having? I mean, because a lot of times, first and foremost, people don't understand what coaching does. Because there's a lot of coaching out there. There's life coaching. There's, you know, physical coaching. You have a, you know, a strength coach. You have all these different things. But in the business world, what is it about having a coach that helps people, the bottom line, make more money?
Yeah, yeah. And you hit the nail on the head when you said there are a lot of different kinds of coaches out there and a lot of different types of coaching. And so it's important to find the right type of coach and the right coach. And so I can speak to my experience in being coached by a number of coaches like you and how I coach. You know, my thing is mindset in my practice. And if an entrepreneur or anyone in life really doesn't have a healthy mindset and believe in themselves and believe in their self-worth, my philosophy is that the business simply isn't going to grow to the degree that they want and expect it to, or if by some, you know, work of a miracle it does, they're not going to be ever satisfied and happy. So there are a number of different things, ways that coaching works, and it's important to find a coach who can work with your personality. If you don't have those huge mindset blocks, everybody has mindset blocks, but some are bigger than others. But if you're not standing in your own way, then your primary focus probably is going to be strategy and marketing, and so you want the type of coach who really just hones in on strategy, and that's fantastic. And then there are coaches like me who do both the strategy and the mindset work, and I go where the client needs to go. And so I tend to work with businesses with a scalable business model in place, and they're just not scaling for one reason or the other. And it could be mindset and it could be strategy. So basically, the benefits of coaching are many. You know, for me, my first experience was simply the mentality of that weightlifting and not feeling alone. Now I had someone to collaborate with, someone to tell me if an idea was good or if it wasn't, someone to help my intuition come to the surface. I felt more confident, and these are things my clients feel too. Confidence, clarity. You know, people think that they're procrastinating sometimes, or that they're lazy, or that they're not capable. But the fact is, a lot of times that's just grounded in a lack of clarity. If you don't know where you're going, and exactly why you're going there, the why is a really important part of it that too many entrepreneurs neglect, then you can't get there. You know, it's like getting in a car to go to a strange place you've never been before and not having a GPS or a map or any idea of how to get there. And so you tend to do things that aren't really critical because in the back of your mind and subconsciously, you're confused about what the important thing should be. You don't know what to sit down and do. So a coach brings clarity. A coach can help you find parts of yourself that you never even knew existed, and that is an amazing part of the journey. And sometimes those parts are the parts that are really getting in your way, and sometimes they are wonderful, wonderful things that you're not capitalizing on. So bottom line, when you get out of your own way, when you have clarity, when you know your big why, if you will, and your mindset is in the right place, and you create a strategy that is going to work for you and your business and your goals and your vision, and you create that culture and that brand around that strategy and your values, your business is just going to skyrocket. I mean, there's just no other way around it. It happens. And you're still going to hit stumbling blocks. And so when you have a coach in your life, you go back to the drawing board and say, okay, this is what's happening, what's going on. And we find out together and we eliminate those issues. We find a way around them. We pivot. We do whatever we have to do to get you back on track again. So there are so many ways it helps. And that's just some of it.
Yeah, and I so thoroughly agree, and I've seen such huge results. My favorite story was a couple of weeks ago when I had to come back with my tail between my legs because I was struggling writing my blog, and you know, it's basically just the podcast, but I try to redo it, and you just said to me, well, why don't you just get the podcast transcribed? And I said, well, because, you know, I want to do this thing differently, you know, and I want it to have a different flavor, and you just said, well, why don't you just get the podcast transcribed? So I go online to rev.com and I spend a whopping $8-9 and have it done. And instead of spending an hour and a half, 2 hours stressing over this thing, in literally less than 30 minutes, I upload that, modify a little bit, add some pictures, and the blog is done. And it's like, that was so stupid. I was so in my way, right?
That's the piece of it I love the most, Brian, was you had already thought of the idea. It wasn't a new idea. You were just resistant to the idea.
Right.
And you shed that resistance. It was amazing. I love that story, too.
And it's like, I sent it to my proofer, and I said, you know, tell me what you think. And she goes, it's fine. It's great. It's, you know, and I've had no drop-off in readership. As a matter of fact, I think they're better because it's more in my voice, because I'm just, you know, that's the way I communicate. I'm a vocal communicator. So, you know, and the other things that you've helped me with too, which is something that I never knew anything about before, which again is kind of a mindset thing, but it just helps you kind of break out from some of that stress, is something called EFT tapping. And I honestly never heard about it till I met you. Can you explain a little bit to the audience what that is and how it works and why?
Yeah, absolutely. I call it my secret weapon. And real briefly, when I started coaching these amazing women that were coming my way, what I learned was they were brilliant. I mean, these were women who already had six-figure businesses and they weren't scaling, you know, into seven. And so they knew a lot, and but they weren't doing it. And I thought, you know, I need more than my coaching skills and these provocative questions that we're taught to ask to help these women beyond these internal barriers. And so I went out, I just put out to the universe, I said, okay, bring me something because I don't know what it is. And within 1 week, three different resources, two people and one online thing cropped up, just fell into my lap that said emotional freedom techniques. And so I looked into it, and there was a training in Colorado. The gentleman who created the technique was doing a training, and I went. It was like 2 weeks later. I went, and I've never turned back. It is my secret weapon. And, Brian, what it is as we go through life and we have what we deem negative experiences, whether it's growing up in a household where you're the oldest child and you turn into a pleaser and you feel like you have to go out of your way and your parents are always telling you you have more responsibility because you're the oldest or whatever, those are what we call small T trauma, because it does create trauma because it creates a paradigm, right? You put on these glasses that say, that let you see the world in a way that says you need to take on everyone else's issues and all of the responsibility around those issues. You need to put yourself last and please everybody. That's trauma, okay? All the way up to what we call big T trauma, huge, you know, incidents of rape or car accidents or loss, or, you know, they can be PTSD. What happens in either form of trauma is when things occur, we have an emotional and a physical response. We've all felt that fight or flight response, and the amygdala sits up and says, uh-oh, danger, and we download all of these chemicals, right, and hormones into our system. That's really bad for us. Or our heartbeat may speed up, or our stomach may clench, or we may, you know, tense up, or whatever it is. Every time that happens in our life, every time we have a response, and this goes for healthy responses too, but every time we have an emotional or physical response to something, a neural pathway is created within our chemistry inside of our body. And I compare, for anyone who has ever seen a vinyl record, I compare it to that groove in the vinyl record. It becomes a part of us. It's a part of our story. It's a part of our DNA. And what happens is amazing, because let's say I'm in a situation today that triggers something about my insecurities that were born many, many, many years ago through a series of life events. The brain pulls up my physical and emotional responses to those past events, because now I'm in a similar situation or something that reminds me of those limiting beliefs, in a nanosecond. So have you ever been somewhere where all of a sudden you feel anxious and you're not sure why, or your boss asks you to do something and your heart starts beating and your mouth goes dry? It's because of those circumstances from the past and this neural pathway. So What EFT does is we tune in to those negative feelings, and it's called an energy psychology, and it's the only energy psychology that actually uses the negative feelings as the initial approach. And the reason that that's important to tune into is because it's an energetic short circuit, shall we say, in the body. And so we bring up that short circuit, and we're repairing it because we're tapping on what are called meridian endpoints. So they're points on the face and mostly the upper torso. And that tapping actually kind of, I use this language, it kind of blows up that bridge of neural pathways. It eliminates it from our system. So, for example, my clients say this to me all the time. They choose a traumatic event, they're anxious even talking about it, they're having a physical response to it, and they're shocked that they are. We tap on it, and after the tapping process, which can be 3 to 7 minutes long, is very short, they'll say, wow, you know, now I feel when I talk about it, it's like it's a fact, and I know it happened, but I'm having no connection to it. It's almost like it happened to someone else. I still remember it, but I don't feel it. I don't react to it. And so when we do that and think about people who have had truly traumatic experiences, especially, I love working with that because the change is instantaneous. And when we do that, we can get out of our own way, reshape the way we think, expand that paradigm that we have, you know, the belief system about the world and others and ourselves, and your whole life changes. It's incredible.
No, it is incredible. And to give kind of a similar response, I mean, I was rollerblading and I fell in Arizona coming down a hill because it was a car, and I landed and, you know, everything felt fine. And then all of a sudden my shoulder started to hurt, and I went to the doctors and they said, oh yeah, you need surgery. And I said, well, you didn't even look at the MRI. Oh no, you need surgery. You know, the report's there. And so I went to look for something alternative, and I found a doctor who recommended three therapies. He recommended physical therapy, massage, and acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And I never had the surgery. I didn't have to go through the 6 months of not golfing or playing guitar and all those other things. And when I did my EFT tapping, it was very, very similar to acupuncture with a little bit of psychology involved in it. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, definitely. It's getting the brain psychology and the whole brain involved in it. And that's so true because those tapping points are acupuncture points. They're the same points as an acupuncturist uses. So, and that's based in, you know, Chinese medicine that's thousands of years old.
Yeah.
So we know it works. Yeah. And you know what's cool, Brian? A lot of people think this is woo-woo, and it's not. It's grounded in science and in psychology. And the guy who created it is a Stanford engineer, Gary Craig. And he is far from a woo-woo guy.
Right.
And, you know, we have all sorts of brain scans that show the difference before and after. We have blood tests that show the difference before and after. We have all sorts of medical evidence and proof.
Great, great, great stuff. So, Marla, you've got something that's going to be able to help people get to know you better, to learn a little bit more about how coaching can help them. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So if anyone here is listening who thinks that they can benefit from, or even is curious whether or not they can benefit from coaching with me, ideally an entrepreneur with a business model in place and you're not going where you want to go, I would love to offer a complimentary consultation so that we can engage and see if there's synergy there, and you can ask questions and I can ask questions, and you'll walk away with a new awareness or two that's certainly going to help you with your business. And so you can just go to my website, Marla Tabaka, TABAKA.com, and hit that Contact Me button and just fill out that little form there, and we will hop on the phone together and talk.
Outstanding. So, Marla, this has been awesome. If people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so it's really easy to get hold of me via email, marla@marlatabaka.com, and you'll find me in social media everywhere under my name, Facebook, friend me on Facebook, especially if they're your friend, Brian. I'm going to accept that friend request right away.
Awesome.
And yeah, but email is great.
Great. Hey, Marla, I so appreciate you for all the things that you've done for me. But more importantly, I appreciate you coming on the show and kind of sharing this, because I think it's something that's going to help people to understand they do have barriers, they need some help. I mean, I never really realized how much help I could get from somebody like you or other coaches that I've worked with. And it's been just amazing the differences that I've seen. So thank you so much for coming on the show. And I appreciate you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you, Brian. It's been my honor and pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.